Schools and municipalities testified they could use the extra cash, but studies differ on whether it will actually save money. The Wisconsin Taxpayer Alliance says it will. The nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau is not so sure. Brian Mitchell of Choice Construction Companies said if the 84-year-old prevailing wage law is repealed, industry standards might suffer.
If we don't have prevailing wage, we'll start this spiral to the bottom. Instead of competing with our smarts and agility on the job, we'll compete on who can pay the least.
The Republican majority may not be able to muster the votes for an all-out repeal of prevailing wage, but a change of some kind is still possible. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio. Some schools and municipalities testified that public projects would cost less if they weren't forced to pay construction workers a prevailing wage set by the Department of Workforce Development. Joshua Showman is Washington County Administrator. He urged lawmakers to repeal or change the 84-year-old law, saying it would be a tool for local governments to save money.
We're supposed to take tax levy freezes and state aid cuts on an annual basis and continue to provide services to our citizens, and then at the same time, pay for additional costs that we see in prevailing wage. You've got us both coming and going.
Supporters of prevailing wage say it ensures construction projects are done correctly. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.